Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2551. How to Master the Art of Delayed Gratification by Ben Feldman with goodfinancialsense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's jump right into our next post as we optimize your life. How to Master the Art of Delayed Gratification by Ben Feldman with goodfinancialsense.com. Mastering the art of delayed gratification requires discipline and strategic thinking. Learn the principles and techniques essential for achieving long-term goals by resisting immediate rewards. Explore these strategies to cultivate patience and unlock the power of delayed gratification. When it comes right down to it, what is the true key to financial success? You could argue that the key is getting enough marketable skills to be able to earn a decent income, or that the key is to consistently track your monthly spending in a budget spreadsheet. Or you could even argue that the key is to learn the ins and outs of investing. But really, while all of these things are very important to your long-term financial health, each of them is based on one particular characteristic: the ability to delay gratification. Above all else, I would argue that it's the art of delayed gratification that is the true key to financial success. While many external factors can cause financial hardship, one of the common internal factors that can result in financial difficulty is an inability to appreciate delayed gratification. If you're buried in debt, struggling to pay your car loan, or even having trouble paying your mortgage, then it's possible you might benefit from a different perspective on long-term goals. So what is the art of delayed gratification? And how can you obtain or enhance it yourself? Let's explore this in depth. Number one, what we learn as kids shapes our perspective. As it turns out, our ideas about money, like so many other aspects of our personality, often come from childhood. The wide diversity of people out there and their wide range of living styles means it's no surprise that there are many different ways of looking at money. Along the spectrum of gratification, some of us are too accustomed to instant gratification, and others, albeit fewer of us, are too accustomed to delayed gratification. If you fall in the latter category, then your goal may be to learn to enjoy things in the moment more, a subject for another post. On the other hand, if you realize that your early life experiences made you more comfortable with instant gratification, then you have a challenge: how to shift from what you're used to towards a mentality that values long-term thinking and long-term goals. To truly achieve, at least in some parts of your life, the delay of gratification. This is not easy, but it's doable, and the tips that follow will help you do it. Number two, what we value is what we work for, and vice versa. It's always been true that the things we value are the ones we end up working for. If you value professional accomplishment, you'll work hard to make your career a success. If you value the respect and admiration of your peers, you'll work hard to win their approval. And if you value camaraderie, you'll work to develop friendships with those around you. For those who value short-term gratification and have trouble with finances, it's therefore necessary to change your value system itself. The process begins by consciously examining your high-level values, but you also must get more detailed and look at how your values are expressed on a daily basis. For example, If you go shopping every weekend or frequently treat yourself to dinners at nice restaurants, it'll be necessary to look at the why behind those actions. Is it an attempt to reward yourself after a hard week of work? Is it your way of impressing your peers? Once you understand the reasons and the values behind your current actions, see if you can consciously begin to shift your values to a more long-term view. Number 3, imagination supports delayed gratification. In order to shift your mindset, one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal will be your imagination. That's because long-term rewards are, by definition, not right in front of you. Rather, you can only see and feel them insofar as you can picture them in your mind and create a realistic expectation of grasping them one day. And the funny thing is, you can actually practice using your imagination in this way. When you're about to drive to a restaurant for dinner, stop and begin to imagine your long-term goal. It may be having your student loans paid off. It may be having enough money to retire early, thanks to setting money aside in a Roth IRA when you were younger. Whatever it is, imagine it as fully as you possibly can. Enjoy each detail of this future reward as it's projected in your mind. Then decide to stay home and make dinner using food in your kitchen rather than eating at a restaurant. With a little practice, you'll start getting the same rush of endorphins by imagining your future rewards as you're accustomed to getting instant gratification. And number 4, how to make future rewards feel more concrete. To make your imagination even more powerful, why not use a few psychological tricks? Let's say your goal is to own a home one day, but you're having trouble saving up for the down payment. Here's what you could do. Create a collage by putting pictures of homes from magazines on a piece of paper or cardboard. Place it somewhere in your home where you'll see it every day. At the same time, take an old jar and write a big label for it that says New Home Fund. Whenever you make a decision in your daily life that saves money for your long-term goal, you can put the money in the jar and deposit it in your bank account during your next trip to the bank. If you use one of the great online checking accounts and/or have a smartphone, this may be even easier because you can make the deposit digitally and immediately. Either way, this habit will make your long-term goal feel more concrete and you'll be more motivated to stick with it. Anybody can master the art of delayed gratification, no matter what your current relationship with money may be. Final thoughts on how to master the art of delayed gratification. In the pursuit of financial success, numerous factors come into play, but one underlying trait reigns supreme: the mastery of delayed gratification. This crucial skill often determines our financial well-being. Childhood experiences shape our propensity for instant or delayed gratification. For those seeking change, transitioning to a long-term mindset is challenging yet attainable. Aligning your values with your financial goals is pivotal. Your imagination becomes a powerful ally, helping you envision future rewards as vividly as immediate indulgences. Creating tangible reminders of your objectives reinforces commitment. With practice and determination, anyone can cultivate the art of delayed gratification, propelling them towards financial success. You just listened to the post titled How to Master the Art of Delayed Gratification by Ben Feldman with goodfinancialsense.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I think another way to flip delayed gratification on its head is to recognize the benefits you can get right now. Not spending money on luxurious material possessions offers me a lot of peace of mind right now. Because I don't own a lot of expensive things, I have less things to clean, maintain, and protect. And anything lost, stolen, or damaged is really easy to replace. Furthermore, by front-loading all of my retirement savings during high-earning years relatively early in my career, I can take the foot off the gas in my 30s and enjoy working less. Those benefits are happening right now. Same goes with keeping my overall expenses as low as possible. This allows me to work less and spend my time doing things I really enjoy. I'm not sure delayed gratification works well for me. So if you're in the same boat, I hope considering all the ways you can benefit from spending less and investing more now is helpful. And that's a wrap for another Thursday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.